Is he coming for crumbs with his latest Arby's diss track?
And Coi Leray, honey, is clearing some things up about her sexuality.
Plus, later, Andrew Freund stops by to discuss his interview with Lily Collins, Jesse Plemons, and Jason Segel about their new movie, Windfall. Now, Sherry's out, but we got actress and TV host extraordinaire Mary Carmen Lopez in the building. Kick it off with the first story.
All right, well, it looks like Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are switching things up. So Kylie took to IG yesterday and announced that she and Travis decided to change their baby, their new baby's name.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what they changed it to, but she wrote, FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore. We just really didn't feel like it was him. Just wanted to make sure, you know, because I keep seeing Wolf everywhere.
Okay. I liked Wolf. I liked Wolf.
I really liked Wolf.
Maybe it's Mountain Lion now, Bobcat.
I don't know.
Panda Bear.
I don't know. She can't name him Tiger because it'd be too close to Tiger.
Oh.
I literally just thought about that. Like, she can't name him that, right?
Headcrack, you've got boys. Did you ever think about changing any of their names after you gave them?
Nah, I messed up, man. All their names matched them perfectly. Tyson is the most violent of my three children.
Kyle, I mean, she could have still said, like, Tiger Lily. I mean, that would have made it different instead of just Tiger. Man. Like Tiger Lily, that's a beautiful
that's
name.
That's progressive.
I think Tiger is a character in Peter Pan, though. Like that doesn't feel like a Kardashian.
Lily. Well, Lily is unisex now, just like Joe and Sam.
Lily is not unisex.
Could you imagine my big ass named Lily?
Lily
Martinez.
How you doing? Okay, Gary, I got something for you. So now that Chewy is not the father, what are you changing your baby's name to? Well,
you know what, Brad? I thought about it very hard.
Okay.
I think I should I should change the baby name from Chewy to Crunchy.
Wow.
Crunchy.
Why the baby gotta chewy. Be crunchy though?
Because he's no longer Chewy. Since Chewy is not the man, let's make him crunchy.
Well, it looks like Pusha T is out for revenge, y'all, and he's screaming, I want beef, because he's teamed up with Arby's, one of McDonald's competitors, to release a spicy fish dish track. Fish dish track.
Yeah, Brad, right. Say that five times fast. You got
fish
it.
Dish track. Fish dish track. Fish dish track. The 75-second song hypes Arby's new spicy fish sandwich while attacking McDonald's classic Filet-O-Fish. Y'all take a look.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet-O-Fish is... then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget. Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines around the corner, we might need a guest list.
Ooh. Yo, it's Bob. It's Jam.
I love it.
Now, reportedly, Pusha T wrote McDonald's now famous jingle in the early 2000s when he was just starting out in the music business, but claims he did not get paid enough for it. So I guess he's still not loving it and came out with this dish track, this fish dish track. What y'all think about the song?
But my whole thing is like, yo, Pusha, like, if somebody's sign says billions and billions served, like, you gotta try to get that money.
Right. I listened to the song, but it's too abrasive.
That's how diss records work.
Like,
you're supposed to be aggressive, going for the jugular, going at it. And, yo, point delivered. And I'm definitely going to get a fish sandwich today.
His track raised some appropriate questions, because I'm like, why is a fish coming in a square? Like, that is an excellent point.
Mm-hmm. And then half a slice of cheese. That is weird. What are you doing with the other half?
Very weird.
Well, anyway, y'all, honey, speaking of fish sandwiches, honey. Baby, Carly Rae spilled some hot tea about herself on Nicki Minaj's Instagram Live last night. So listen, y'all, during this candid conversation, honey, Miss Minaj asked Coi if she's ever made a woman's cat purr. And she said this, honey.
After I was in it, that's when I realized that I was like, listen, this is not for me, this is not my type of thing.
Well, honey, I guess, baby, that's how you find out, honey, if you like the yoni or the eggplant nowadays.
I feel like Nicki could ask any question and people are gonna answer. Like, she can say whatever she wants and ask whatever she wants.
She definitely doesn't beat around the bush, no pun intended, and she gets right to it.
Like, you never tried it before, and instead of just leaving it alone. She's like, oh, and what happened? You know, she want to get to the nitty gritty.
Hey, Gary, I'm curious. Like, I've never heard yoni before. Yoni is a new one to me.
It's what is egg, a yoni?
I've heard women refer to it as the yoni.
The yoni egg.
There's a place we eat at that got the yoni wrap. Because it's like a second innuendo restaurant.
You know, the yoni steam. You know, you can get the steam, the veg steam. They call that the yoni steam, too.
You sit on it, I think.
Yeah, you do sit on it.
Yeah. And wait, is it a wrap or a sandwich, or do you sit on it?
It's a sandwich.
It's all of the above, honey. I have one.
All right, y'all. It looks like my girl Megan Thee Stallion is facing a legal showdown with her record label 1501 Certified Entertainment. Meg wants to be done with them, saying her last album fulfilled her contract, but label CEO Carl Crawford said it didn't qualify as a new album, so she owes them more music. Damn. Along with a cut of her earnings from other projects. Wow, man. Megan is going on Twitter and going in on Carl. Brett, will you please do the honors and read the tweet?
My lawyers asked him for an expense report money 1501 supposedly has spent on me. Why this grown-ass man put his jewelry and chains on there? Lord, free me from this joke-ass label.
Like Brad, like, people don't understand, like, it's music business. Like, the business part is so important. Mm-hmm. Like, what have you learned throughout your years and your long career, mama?
Oh, yeah, what would your advice to Megan be?
Yeah, seriously. Like, what would you do in this position?
Oh, man, it's kind of late in the game now. I mean, she probably should have read her contracts over if she didn't, or had a couple of different lawyers read them to make sure she gets a full understanding. That's important these days, because that fine print and those preparatory put your every word. Like, you won't know what the hell it mean, and you just want to get on and get your music popping and let people hear you. So it's easy to sign on knowing, you know, you want to be famous.
Okay, well, there's a lot of people out there who communicate with loved ones who have passed on, but let's see what y'all think about this one. Now, disc contributor and DC radio personality Poet Taylor, she had an Instagram DM she received from, all right, y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
No.
What? Michael got IG?
Okay. Don't do him like this.
All right, so the late, great King of Pop said, hey, it's Michael. I'm messaging you from a private account. I'm not really dead. Can you cash out me $600 so I can come back to the United States and put out more music? And then he signed off by saying,
you know what? Now I think it is Michael. I think it's Michael. That's absolutely. No one would just write that. It's Michael Jackson.
I would send that person money just on the creativity alone. Like, here you go. Just get out of here. Don't
I'm
going to
give you $10 for making my day.
Seriously.
Yeah. For FNL, Brad, you being an MJ super fan, how would you react if you got a DM like this?
I just would not respond. It would just be so funny. I would probably repost it so people can laugh and make fun of this person, because this is ridiculous. First of all, $600. Michael, whatever. $600? No.
But what if he replied back, listen, Shimon, Brett.
No.
Shimon, Shimon. I'm going to need
Shimon,
that
Shimon, Brett.
Yeah. Shimon.
Oh, my God.
I mean, is there anybody that actually would fall for this?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
People fall for something. Like, we're all pretty smart in this room, but people fall for stuff every day, B. That's why there's so many scams out there. Like, people really think the IRS is going to arrest you unless you Western Union $500 to them by this afternoon. Like,
y'all know how much Nigerian royalty I know, y'all?
Oh, yeah.
I know at least five kings.
Yo, I get emails from some sort of king from some sort of other country every week.
Always.
Every week. And I own a lot of houses over there. I keep waiting to see them, but I never...
I got a relative named Craig that died every 2 years, and he's apparently left me millions, but I can't get a hold of the law firm because they're on London time.
Up next, Beyonce's about to bless the beehive with some sweet new honey. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, this is different. Waka Flocka Flame, y'all, honey. He's out here partying with Sticky Finger Thieves.
Wait, now, Gary, you got to tell the whole story. It's not like that. So Waka's $25,000 Wild West gun pendant had been MIA for 4 whole years, and he thought he'd never see it again until a fan slid into his DM and said he had it and wanted to return it. So the fan got flown out to ATL by Waka himself so he could retrieve his pendant, y'all. Check out Waka's reaction when he saw his pendant again.
Hey, bro, you ready to see it?
Yeah, man, what is this?
It's been 4 years since I've seen this guy, man.
Hey, we had to take your advice in the video, too, about getting the airport.
I love it. I love that.
And then, y'all, the two celebrities celebrated the reunion between Waka and his custom jewelry by partying the entire weekend together.
Oh, nice.
That's fun. Okay. I like that.
Hey, I love that.
I like that.
I like that it was returned. I mean, right? Where
four
was
years?
It?
Right.
That's what I'm right. saying. Where was it for 4 years? What? How did he get it? What? Where did he find it?
Exactly. Waka is a good dude because I would have picked up homeboy from the airport and drove him straight to the desert.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, so where'd you get the chain, bro?
Yeah.
Like, right. How do you lose a $25,000 pendant? That's like losing a brand new Honda.
Okay.
Well, when you see how he rocks live at shows, he be diving into the crowd. Yeah. He be turning up and go crazy. And maybe that was the scenario.
This kid had it and found it, and he couldn't sell it because they would know it was Waka. So he decided to give it back, thinking that maybe Waka would give him a reward. And then he did. He got to hang out with him.
And my man in the backseat does look a little bit like Tanner, actually.
He's very Tanner-esque.
Yo, I'm just telling y'all right now, I will hold all of your gold and keep it warm for you. Let me get a hold of them pendants. Got any rings? Really good at holding these things. Okay, guys, Gary, sounds like your friend Will Packer might be making some surprising last-minute changes to the 2022 Academy Awards. Now,
really?
So the award show is less than a week away. Yeah, it's less than a week away, and rumor has it that Queen Bee might be buzzing into the Oscars. All right, guys?
Wow.
Sources are saying Beyonce might open the ceremony via satellite and perform her original song Be Alive from the King Richard soundtrack on the tennis courts of Compton, where it all started for Venus and Serena Williams. And guess who might be joining her for the performance?
Will Smith.
Will Smith!
That was just a guess. I just guessed that.
That's a really good guess, Joey. Everybody's staying tight-lipped about all this. You know, we want to build some drama, but what do you guys think? Do you guys think this was planned or this wasn't planned earlier? Is this, like, the most brilliant thing they could do?
It sounds amazing, so I think it was planned. I mean, I hope it happens, especially in the courts in Compton.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like just stellar production.
Yeah,
it sounds epic, and I hope it happens.
All right, so do we think Will Packer is going to contact you, Gary, to perform? Maybe I don't know. Would you play spoons? What would you do, baby?
I would never tell y'all. No, sir, not right now.
Wow, Gary.
No, if Beyonce ain't talking, I ain't talking. Mm-hmm. So my lips are sealed for a change.
Gary has no tea. Gary with the no tea. All right, everyone. For those who would like to play detective, Brett has got a little something for y'all.
Woo! Okay, so I love good mystery games, TV, and movies, and I never really get tired of a good whodunit, which is why I love June's Journey. You go on a journey as June Parker, an amateur detective investigating a series of mysteries full of twists and turns around every corner. You put your observation powers to the test and relish the thrill of solving a case. Now, June's Journey is full of hidden clues, cool scenes, with danger and romance in full force. When I get a little break from my busy life, I like to let my mind take me to the roaring 20s. I love that there are new chapters every week because there's a new case waiting to be solved. I got everyone hooked on this game, and you know I love a little competition, so who can get to what chapter first? I don't know. I do know there is truly a detective in all of us. Find your inner detective and download June's Journey free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, and look who's here. It's Andrew Fry.
I'm here.
I'm doing my wave. That's an excellent wave. What do you got for us? What's going on?
All right. The new Netflix movie Windfall is a Hitchcock-type thriller, and I talked to Lily Collins, Jesse Plemons, and Jason Segel about working with spouses, what they would be like as hostages, and more. Check it out.
And, you know, talk to me, because working with Lily and her husband, you know, they're obviously a dynamic in themselves. What was it like working with a married couple, a real life married couple?
Well, they were only engaged at the time, but we had high hopes that came to fruition. And it was great. It was, I've known Charlie for almost 20 years. And I've known Jesse for a long time too. We made a movie together. So it really did feel like acting camp.
Lily, now I want to put Emily into the world of Windfall. How would she deal in the world of Windfall? What are your thoughts on that, Lily?
Well, she's very solution driven. I think she could talk her way out of that one and come up with many scenarios. I think honestly, Emily would probably bother CEO far more than nobody, because Emily would just be like talk, trying to come up with plans and ideas and, you know, from the best of intentions. But she also probably wouldn't fare with only having one wardrobe option throughout the entire movie.
You just took the words right out of my mouth, because she would be the best dressed hostage wearing... Oh, she's only wearing off the runway clothes, which I still don't understand how she can afford. That alone,
fine. It's totally fine. it's the world of TV.
Why would it be a bad idea for someone to take you hostage? What annoying habits do you have, Jesse? Because I know you're not perfect. I know you can't be that perfect.
I'm not. You have that impression? I'm definitely not. annoying habits. Sometimes when I get anxious, I play the guitar and sort of pour my anxiety into whatever I'm playing. And a few times I feel like Kirsten's been like, oh my God, you have to stop playing that song.
I'd probably be asking them to assure me constantly that I was an okay guy.
Wow, that's so a little self-assurance from your hostage person.
I just like, do you like me? Am I doing a good job as your hostage, you know?
All right, what do you guys think you would be like as hostages?
I'd be a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I'm going whole like reverse Stockholm syndrome. I'm making this person think I'm their friends, and then I will stab them the first chance I get.
Okay, right. We're on the same page. Yeah. We're on the same
page.
I'm chilling until I see my opportunity. Yeah.
Okay, so you're just going to relax.
Yeah, he's
going to relax.
Tackle him.
Yeah. Let them feed you.
Yeah,
What kind of situation is this?
But Chewie, this isn't a good situation. You don't want to be there.
I don't know. Maybe I like being handcuffed in there. Yeah.
All right, there it is. On that note, Windfall is out now on Netflix, so make sure you check it out.
And any potential kidnappers coming for Chewie, remember, he likes handcuffs.
Bring the cuffs.
And bring snacks.
All right, thanks, Andrew. Up next, Lizzo might be starting a new trend, and it may be her wildest one yet. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for...
What a hair!
Baby, Miss Lizzo, honey, is trying something new, honey, with the baby hair, child.
Wow.
Instead of laying her normal baby hair, honey, like the girls do, Miss Lizzo, baby, decided to stick a track, honey, on top of her head and lay it down, baby, for her forehead and the side of her face, baby.
Wow.
No. It looks like Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
Okay.
Now, if Lizzo was standing next to any of you, would you try to help her out by covering the tracks in her hair? Because I know some people are getting very territorial.
I would probably tell. I said, girl, that's cute, bitch. I like it.
Yeah. Gary. I'm out here like, slay.
So if Gary ever tells you that, you know you look busted.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Lizzo is a black woman. She know this track is showing. She did it on purpose for fun and laughs. For the gram,
exactly.
Probably. She ain't walking around showing no tracks. We don't do that.
Well, Brad, do you think she's starting a new trend here? Do you think this is going to be the new thing?
I don't know. She has a lot of followers, so it could possibly be.
Yep. I might try this next week, bro.
Please, Chewie.
I'm going to do it. I'm gonna do it, yo.
We should do like something just all baby hair.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just across the top, the side.
Face,
just,
it's just baby.
All baby hair.
Oh, that should be the Lizzo baby hair challenge.
There you go.
Oh, yes. The Lizzo baby hair challenge.
Yo, Brad, you just started it right there.
Here we go.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.